الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، نواصل درسنا في شرح نواقض الإسلام، وكنا قد توقفنا على الناقض السابع في نواقض الإسلام، وهو السحر ومنه الصرف والعطف، فمن فعله أو رضي به كفر. والدليل قوله تعالى: وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر، إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. السحر أيها الإخوة الفضلاء من نواقض الإسلام، وهو في اللغة عبارة عما خفي ولطف السبب، وفي الشرع عقد ينفذ فيها أي الساحر فيكون سحرا يضر حقيقة ويمرض حقيقة ويقتل حقيقة، وهو رقى شيطانية يتوصل بها السحرة إلى استخدام أوليائه من الشياطين، ولا بد أن يتقرب إلى الشياطين بشيء من القرب. وسمي سحرا لأنه يقع خفيا، والسحر له حقيقة ويضر، لكن بقضاء الله وقدره لا بطبيعته ولا قدرة الساحر. وله أنواع، ومن أنواعه الصرف والعطف كما ذكر الإمام رحمه الله. والصرف هو صرف العبد عما يهواه من أي شيء معين، كصرف الرجل عن محبة الزوجة إلى بغضها مثلا. والعطف هو ما يعطف الرجل إلى من لا يهواه ليهواه ويألفه مثلا، كأن يكون مضغضا لزوجته فيسحر بشعوذة شيطانية فيقبل عليها بالمحبة ونحوها. والحقيقة أن السحر له حقيقة، ولكنه لا يضر ولا يؤثر إلا بإذن الله تعالى. ولهذا قال الشيخ العلامة حافظ الحكمي رحمه الله: السحر حق وله تأثير، لكن بما قدره القدير، والسحر ينقسم إلى نوعين: النوع الأول وهو السحر الحقيقي، السحر الحقيقي، وهو عبارة عن عقد ينفذ فيها الساحر ورقى وكلام يكمل به ويستعير الشياطين في كلامه وعزائم يعلقونها وكتابات طلاسم يكتبونها بأسماء الشياطين. هذا هو السحر الحقيقي، وهذا كما مر معنا يؤثر في المسحور، إما بقتله وإما بإمراضه وإما بالإخلال بعقله. النوع الثاني وهو سحر تخييلي، سحر تخييلي، بأن يعمل أشياء يخيل إلى الناس أنها صحيحة وهي غير صحيحة، فأن يخيل إلى الناس أنه يقلب الحجر إلى حيوان، أو أنه يقتل شخصا، أو أنه يقطع رأسه ثم يعيده، أو أنه يجر السيارة بشعره أو بأسنانه، أو أن السيارة تمشي عليه ولا تضره، أو أنه يدخل في النار، أو يطعن نفسه بالحديد، أو يأكل الزجاج، كل هذه من أنواع الشعوذة، وهي لا حقيقة لها، مثل سحر سحرة فرعون. قال الله تعالى: يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى. قال عز وجل: سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم. فهذا سحر تخييلي، والسحر كفر. والدليل قول الله عز وجل: وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. والسحر تعلمه وتعليمه كفر بالله عز وجل، وهو من انواع الردة، فالساحر مرتد. واذا كان مؤمنا ثم سحر فانه يرتد عن الاسلام ويقتل ولا يستتاب عند بعض العلماء، لانه حتى ولو تاب في الظاهر فهو يخادع الناس، ولا يزول علم السحر من قلبه ولو تاب. وقال الله سبحانه: وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. فالله عز وجل أنزل ملكين من السماء يعلمان السحر ابتلاء للناس وامتحانا للناس، فإذا جاءهم من يريد تعلم السحر نصحاه وقال له: إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر، يعني لا تتعلم السحر، فدل على أن تعلم السحر كفر. وهذا هو مذهب جماهير العلماء، ومنهم عمر رضي الله عنه، وعثمان رضي الله عنه، وابن عمر رضي الله عنه، وابي حنيفة، وأحمد، كلهم ذهبوا إلى أن السحر كفر، إلا أن الشافعي رحمه الله حكي عنه التفصيل، فهو يقول: نقول للساحر صف لنا سحرة، فإن وصف ما يوجب الكفر كفر، وإن لم يكن الكفر فلا يكفر، ولكن قول الجماهير هو الأصح. قال شيخنا الشيخ أحمد رحمه الله: القول بتكفير الساحر بدون تفصيل هو الحق، وقد قال الله عز وجل ولقد علموا لمن اشترى ما له في الآخرة من خلاق أي ليس له نصيب في الآخرة بل هو من أهل النار وممن يستحقون العذاب فالآية مصرحة بكفر من تعلم السحر أو عمل به سواء كان سحره صرفا أو عطفا والساحر لا يفلح أبدا وقد قال الله عز وجل ولا يفلح الساحرون وقال الله سبحانه ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى وقد أمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتعوذ بالله من شر السحر وقال الله سبحانه في سورة الفلق قل أعوذ برب الفلق شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد فالنفاثات هم السواحل والصرف يقصد به كما مر معنا صرف الإنسان عن شيء أو عن شخص يحبه حتى يرغبه والعطف كذلك جعل الإنسان يرغب في شيء معين ويحبه وينعطف بقلبه إليه أما مسألة النشرة وهي محاولة حل السحر وإبطال أثره فالنشرة إن كانت بالرقى والأذكار المشروعة فهي جائزة وأما إن كانت الرقى غير المشروعة أو كان فيها استعانة بالجن أو غير ذلك فهي غير جائزة وهي من جنس السحر نفس السحر ولهذا قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله حل السحر عن المسحور نوعان أحدهما حله بسحر مثله وهو الذي من عمل الشيطان وعليه يحمل قول الحسن لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر فيتقرب الناشر والمنتشر إلى الشيطان بما يحب فيقتل عمله على المسحور الثاني النشرة بالرقية والتعوذات والدعوات المباحة هذا جائز يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله ولهذا قال الشيخ حافظ عليه رحمة الله وحله بالوحي نصا يشرع أي السحر أما بسحر مثله فيمنع وحله بالوحي نصا يشرع يعني مشروع أن يحل السحر بالشرع بالقرآن الكريم بالأحاديث الصحيحة الأدعية أما بسحر مثله فيمنع حل السحر بالسحر ممنوع وأذكر أن شيخنا الشيخ أحمد عليه رحمة الله لما أخبر عن بعض الناس أنه يفتي بجواز حل السحر بالسحر قال أبرأ إلى الله من هذه الفتوى أبرأ إلى الله من هذه الفتوى فتوى غير صحيحة قال الشيخ حافظ رحمه الله ولهذا ترى كثيرا من السحرة الفجرة يتعمد أن يسحر الناس ممن يحبه أو يبغضه ليضطره بذلك إلى سؤاله حله أي حل السحر ليتوصل بذلك إلى أموال الناس بالباطل فيحوز على أموالهم نسأل الله وعلى دينهم كذلك نسأل الله العافية يؤثر على دينهم ويأخذ أموالهم وقد سئلت الليمة الدائمة للإفتاء عن حل حل السحر فقالوا لا يجوز ذلك، وذكروا الأدلة التي مرت معنا إلى أن قالوا وفي الأدوية الطبيعية والأدعية الشرعية ما فيه كفاية، فإن الله ما أنزل داء إلا وأنزل له دواء، علمه من علمه وجهله من جهله. وقد نهى عليه الصلاة والسلام عن التداوي بالمحرم، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله تداووا ولا تداووا بالحرام، ولا تداووا بالحرام. فالواجب الحذر، غاية الحذر من السحر، فإن السحر كفر وردة عن دين الإسلام من كان مسلما ومؤمنا ثم ارتد. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ليس منا من سحر أو سحر له أو تكهن أو تكهن له أو تطير أو تطير له. وثبت في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. قالوا ما هن يا رسول الله؟ قال الشرك بالله والسحر إلى آخر الحديث. قال أهل العلم السحر داخل في الشرك من ناحيتين، الناحية الأولى الناحية ادعاء علم الغيب، فإن السحر يدعون علم الغيب. الناحية الثانية من جهة الاستعانة بالشياطين، من جهة الاستعانة بالشياطين، فإن العلاقة قوية بين الساحر والشياطين، لكل ساحر خادم من الشياطين يخدمه، ولكل ساحر من يستهين به من الشياطين، وهذا مسلم به، إذ لا يمكن للساحر أن يكون ساحرا إلا من بعد أن يتقرب إلى الشياطين بالطاعة لهم في تلبية مطالبهم الكفرية، وحينئذ يحكم على الساحر أنه مشرك كافر وأن شركه شرك أكبر. فكل سحر تستخدمه الشياطين وتستهين بها الشياطين فهو شرك أكبر، نعوذ بالله من ذلك. فالساحر حده في الشرع ضربة بالسيف، وفي رواية ضربه بالسيف، وهذا الصحيح أنه موقوف عن جندب، موقوف عن جندب رضي الله عنه أبو ذر، حد الساحر ضربة بالسيف وفي لفظ ضربه بالسيف. وعمر رضي الله عنه الخليفة الراشد قال اقتلوا كل ساحر وساحرة، فقتلوا في خلافته 3 سواحر. وأم المؤمنين حفصة رضي الله عنها أمرت بقتل جارية لها سحرتها فقتلت. لم يقتل الساحر ذكرا كان أو أنثى وجوبا، والصواب أنه يقتل لكفره وفساده في الأرض بدون تفريق بين نوع من السحر وآخر. ويجب التحذير والحذر من السحرة، وكما مر معنا أنه لا يجوز الذهاب إلى السحرة، كما أنه لا يجوز الذهاب إلى الكهانين والعرافين المشعوذين. إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي داود والترمذي وابن ماجه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه صح الألباني قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالواجب على العبد أن يحذر من الذهاب إلى السحرة، لأن الذهاب إليهم وتصديقهم انسلاخ من دين الإسلام. والمسلم يحرص على الرقى الشرعية إلى ابتلاء السحر، فإن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام سحر وأعطاه جبريل بالقرآن، فكان يخيل إليه أنه يصنع الشيء ولا يصنع، ولكن رقاه جبريل بالمعوذتين قال الله عز وجل، فكأنما نشط من عقار عليه الصلاة والسلام. وينبغي للمسلم أن يحافظ على الأذكار الشرعية في الصباح والمساء دائما في حال المرض وفي حال الصحة، فإن في ذلك وقاية بإذن الله تعالى الشياطين وحماية فضل الله تعالى من الشياطين. آية الكرسي يقرأها في المساء والصباح قبل النوم بعد كل صلاة، لا يقربك شيطان. الآيتين الأخيرة من البقرة يقرأها في المساء تفتله. المعوذتين والإخلاص في الصباح والمساء بعد الفجر ثلاث مرات، بعد النهار ثلاث مرات، وبعد كل صلاة الصلوات مرة مرة بإذن الله يكفيك، تكفيك من كل شر. التعاويذ، أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة من كل عين الله، أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق، بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم، إلى غير ذلك من الأذكار. فالذي ننصح به نفسي وأنصح به إخواني أن نحذر وأن نحذر من الذهاب إلى السحرة والمشاورين أو إلى متابعة قنوات السحر. فأصبح الآن الذهاب ليس ميسورا والعياذ بالله على قنوات السحر والشعوذة، والذهاب والفتح على هذه القنوات خطير غاية الخطورة على عقيدة العبد. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من أتى كاهن وعرافا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. فلا يفتح على هذه القنوات ولا ينظر إليها، بل تترك ويحذر منها. كل ذلك من باب الحذر من السحر ولحماية الإنسان عقيدته ودينه، يبقى على عقيدة التوحيد ويعلم أن السحر كفر وأن الساحر كافر وأن السحر لا يستطيعه الساحر إلا بعد أن يكفر بالله عز وجل. فالمحافظة على العقيدة من أهم المهمات ومن أوجب الواجبات. نسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يميتنا على العقيدة الصحيحة وعلى سنة سيد المرسلين، وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ليوم الدين. So the Sheikh حفظه الله began by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending the peace and salutations of Allah upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he said to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson in explaining the nullifiers of Islam, and we have stopped at the nullifier number 7, and that is magic. The 7th one is magic, and the Sheikh said an examples of it, as Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab said, is as-sarf and al-atf. And whoever practices it or is pleased with it, then he has disbelieved. And the proof is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would not teach anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speaking about the angels, they would not teach anyone except they would tell him that we are fitna. Then do not disbelieve. Or do not disbelieve. So the Sheikh said, so magic, O brothers, is from the nullifiers of Islam. And linguistically, it is something which is hidden. It comes from the word which means something is hidden. And in the legislation, the definition in the legislation is that the magician, he blows into tied knots. A magician blows into tied knots and it becomes, deceives the person, and he believes that this is real. And the Sheikh said, some of it is real. Naam, some of it is real. And yani, it may even cause the person to get sick, and may even cause the person to die as well, this type of magic. And the Sheikh said, this is all the actions of the shaitan. This is all done through the help of the shayateen. And the magicians, they reach the state, or yani, they reach these the ability to practice such practices is that yani, they with the help of, or with the aid of the shayateen. And the Sheikh said, it is a must that the magician, so he is able to do this or to practice this magic, that he has to give something to the shayateen, and he has to get closer to them. And he gets closer to them by yani, performing some actions which they command him to do. And the Sheikh said, this yani, magic is the truth. Magic yani, is something that is true, is something that is real. And it may even harm the person, but this harm takes place with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This harm takes place with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has types. Magic has types. And from the types, as the Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab rahimahullah mentioned, is as-sarf and al-atf. The Sheikh said, as for sarf, this is yani, when you turn the person or the slave of Allah away from something which he yani, he used to like, or something which he loves. As-sarf is when you turn the slave of Allah from something which he used to love, or something he loves. And then the person would end up disliking that particular thing. For example, the Sheikh said, when the person has love for his wife, then the magician performs this type of magic, and the person ends up disliking his wife. This is the first type, sarf. And the second one, the Sheikh said, al-atf, is when the person is the opposite, yani, when you turn away the person or the man from something which he used to dislike, and then he becomes, or he starts to liking this particular thing. So it's the opposite of the first one. And the Sheikh gave an example by saying, likewise, if the person used to dislike his wife, then after performing this type of magic, he will start loving her. The Sheikh said, and in reality, the magic is real. And it does not, however, does not harm the person except with the permission of Allah. This magic does not harm the person except with the permission of Allah. And for that reason, the Sheikh Al-Allama Hafiz Al-Hakami, he said, yani in a line of poetry, which means, he said that magic is true. Magic is true. And it has effects, but with the decree of Al-Qadir, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it is with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir. Then the Sheikh, he continued and he said, magic falls into two categories, or falls into two types. The first one is the real magic, and this one, it is yani, as mentioned here by an expression of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, it said the first type is the genuine magic, or the real magic. It includes the magician blowing on tied knots, yes, murmuring phrases and words over them, seeking assistance from the devils within these words, the hanging of charms, and writing the names of devils on talismans. This is what genuine magic is. Yes? And the Sheikh said also, this could have an effect on a person, and it may even lead to his sickness, or even death, or even yani, would cause a problem in his aqidah, in his belief. The second one, the Sheikh said, is the illusionary magic. And this is yani, as the Sheikh Salih Fawzan said, it's when things are manipulated in a way that causes someone to think that he sees that what he sees is actually that way, while it is not true. Yes. So the Sheikh said examples of this is يعني when the person or the magician, he pretends to turn a rock into an animal, or he kills someone and then bring him back to life by cutting his head off, then replacing it. It's the illusionary magic. He pulls a car along with his hair or his teeth. A car يعني runs over this magician and it does not harm him. He enters into a fire and يعني does not harm him. He eats fire. He stabs himself with a piece of iron, and he stabs himself in the eye. He stabs himself in the eye with an iron skewer. All of these are the types of the illusionary magic. The Sheikh said, all of those, they are not يعني realistic. This type of magic is not real. It's only you're causing the magic to the people's eyes. Yes, so it is not really happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in regards to that which took place between Musa alayhi salam and the magicians of Fir'aun. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was made to believe from their magic that they were moving about, يعني in reference to the snakes. Yes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he, referring to Musa, was made to believe from their magic that they were moving about, يعني the snakes. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They put magic on the eyes of the people and sought to frighten them. They put magic on the eyes of the people and sought to frighten them. And the Sheikh said, magic is disbelief. He continues and he says, magic is disbelief. And he quoted the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. And Sulaiman did not disbelieve, rather the shayateen have disbelieved. Yes, and they were teaching the people the magic. They were teaching the people the magic. The Sheikh continues and he says, teaching magic and learning it, or learning magic and teaching it, is disbelief. And it is from the types of apostasy. And the magician, am I going too fast for the people who are writing? Okay, خلاص, I'll slow down. Okay. So the Sheikh, he continued, حفظ الله, and he said, learning magic and teaching it is disbelief. Learning magic and teaching it is disbelief. And it is from the types of apostasy. It is from the types of apostasy. So the magician, if he was a believer, if the magician was a believer, then he practiced magic, then this person has disbelieved. If the magician was a disbeliever, then he practiced magic, then he has disbelieved. And he should be killed. This person should be killed, and his repentance is not sought. يعني you should not ask for his repentance. You should not ask him to repent. He still would be killed. According to some scholars, as the Sheikh said, according to some scholars, this person will still be killed يعني as long as he practiced the magic. Yes? And the reason for this is because this magic would still remain in his heart. Yes, even if he still has repented. The actual practice of magic and the actual knowledge of magic would still remain in his heart even though he repented. So, as we said, that learning magic and teaching it is disbelief. Learning magic and teaching it is disbelief. And according to some of the scholars, they say that the person who, if the magician, if he was a believer and then he practices magic, then this person should be killed and his repentance should not be asked for. Yani he should not ask the person to repent. So he would be killed. And the reason for this is because the magic would still remain in his heart even though he repented. Yes? So the knowledge of magic would still be in his heart. Naam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُلَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they would not, in regards to, or in reference to that, two angels that were teaching the people magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in regards to them, he said, and they would not teach anyone except they would tell him, we are merely a tribulation, so do not disbelieve. We are merely a tribulation, so do not disbelieve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sheikh, he continues, has sent down two angels from the heavens. And those two angels were teaching the people the magic as a way of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a way of tribulation from Allah. And whenever a person comes to them, they will tell him, that يعني the شخص they would advise the person and they would tell him we only or merely يعني tribulation, so do not disbelieve. So the شخص said this serves as proof that learning magic and يعني teaching it or rather learning the magic is disbelief. And this is the opinion of Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, and Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him as well, and Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them all, and Abu Imam Abu Hanifa. All of those, the three Sahabas, the examples of those three Sahabas, and Abu Hanifa, they used to hold the belief that learning magic is also disbelief. Yes, learning magic is also disbelief. However, the Sheikh said, it has been يعني, reported from a Shafi'i that he detailed the matter. And this is, he said, that when the person has practiced magic, يعني you bring forth the magician and you ask him to explain his magic, where exactly that you do. And when he explains it, if any of the stuff that he does or any of the actions that he performs is disbelief, then the Sheikh said he's a disbeliever, or Shafi'i said he's a disbeliever. Otherwise, then he's not. However, the Sheikh said the statement or the opinion of the majority of the scholars or the first opinion is more correct. And the Sheikh said, our Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, to deem the magician to be a disbeliever without detailing the matter is more correct. To deem the magician to be a disbeliever without detailing his affair is more correct. Then Allah, the Sheikh quoted a verse from the Book of Allah, which I have missed. Anyway, he said in explanation of that verse, he said that this person, يعني the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about, he said he is from the people of the hellfire. And the Sheikh said this verse is clear and clearly shows that the person who learns magic and also teaches it are similar. Whether the Sheikh said sarfan or atfan, يعني whether any of the two types that we have mentioned, sarfan atf, when you cause a person to like something which he used to dislike, or you cause him to dislike something which he used to like. Yes, and the Sheikh said, and the magician will never succeed. The magician will never succeed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثَ أَتَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the magician, he said he will not, or the magician will never succeed, or he will never be granted success wherever he comes. Yes, wherever he comes, he will never be granted success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sheikh continues, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded his prophet to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the magicians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Falaq, قُلْ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the translation of Surah Al-Falaq, he said, say I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what he has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with darkness, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Yes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded his prophet to seek refuge in Allah. The Sheikh said, An-Nafathat here in this verse, An-Nafathat are the magicians. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nafathat, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the magicians. And the Sheikh said, we have spoken, يعني we have covered As-Sarf, the type of magic which is called As-Sarf, and also likewise the one which is called Al-Atf. As for the affair of Nushrah, the Sheikh said, as for the affair of Nushrah, and this is, Nushrah is to يعني remove the practice of removing the magic. When someone is afflicted with magic, it is the practice of trying to remove it. So the Sheikh said, the Nushrah, if it was practiced with يعني ruqya, with legislated ruqya, and the legislated adhkar, yes, and supplications, then it is permissible. The Nushrah is to remove, or the action, or the act of removal of the magic, the harm of magic, when a person is afflicted with magic. So the Sheikh said, if Nushrah is practiced with ruqya, يعني legislated ruqya, and legislated supplications from Allah, yes, then this is permissible. As for if Nushrah was practiced, I think he was distracting the brother, so you might take that out, please. Yeah. So as for if the nushra was practiced through يعني seeking assistance and aid from the shayateen, and يعني through things which are not permissible, then this is also not permissible. Yes. So I repeat again, nushra, which is the act of removing the magic from the person who's afflicted with it. The Sheikh said if it is done through ruqya shar'iyya, yani the legislated types of supplication and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, then it is permissible. As for it, through seeking assistance and aid from the jinn, then it is not permissible. And rather, if this nushra was done by way of seeking assistance from the jinn, then it is just like the magic itself. It is just like the magic itself. Ibn al-Qayyim, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said, in addressing this topic, he said, the removing of magic from the person who's afflicted with it is of two types. The first one is to remove it with a magic just like it. Yes, so Ibn al-Qayyim said, removing the magic from a person who's afflicted with it is of two types. The first one is to remove it with another magic. Yes, then this is similar to it. Yeah, and it's the same. The second one, he said, Ibn al-Qayyim, is with ruqya, supplications, and so on. يعني from the book of Allah, from the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and so on, then this is permissible. And Hafiz al-Hakami rahimahullah, Sheikh Hafiz al-Hakami rahimahullah, he said in another line of poetry, يعني discussing this, and he said, and its removal with the revelation by proof is permissible, or is legislated, and its removal, يعني referring to magic, by the revelation, it is permissible by proof of, يعني from the wahi. As for removing it with magic, just like it, then it is prohibited. And Sheikh Najmi rahimahullah, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, when the Sheikh said, I remember when our Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, may Allah have mercy on him, when he was once asked about some people given Islamic verdicts, given fatawa, that it is permissible to remove the magic with magic as well. Yes? So the Sheikh said, when he heard this, upon hearing this, he said, I am free of this fatwa. I free myself from this fatwa. And Sheikh Hafiz al-Hakami, he mentions as well in this topic, regarding this topic, he said, for that reason, you see many of the magicians, they seek to cause magic upon the people, whether they love those people or they hate them. Yes, so they inflict magic upon the people, whether they like them or not, so that they push them into asking the magician for help himself. So he would cause magic, he inflict magic upon him to push him to ask him for help. And therefore he would use his wealth, he would take his wealth falsely, and he would also affect his religion. And the Sheikh said also the permanent committee of the Islamic research and fatawa, they were asked in Saudi Arabia, they were asked about removing magic with magic. And the answer was that it is not permissible. It is not permissible that you remove the magic with magic. And they have mentioned many of the proofs that we have mentioned as well in our lesson here. And after they mentioned in the fatwa, the permanent committee mentioned that we have medicine and we have ruqya from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is sufficient for us, and we do not need to go to removing it with magic. And they quoted the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, verily Allah did not send down any illness or disease except that he put a cure for it. Yes? Yeah, some people know it and some people are ignorant of it. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prohibited from seeking medication in that which is haram. The Messenger prohibited seeking medication in that which is haram, and he said in that which was reported from him, he said, O slaves of Allah, seek medication and do not seek medication with that which is haram. So the obligation upon us, the Sheikh said, is to be aware, extremely aware of magic, because it is disbelief and it's apostasy from Islam. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is not from us the person who performs magic, or magic is performed for him. Yes? Or he performs soothsaying, or soothsaying is performed for him, or or the person who performs performs omens, and he gets omens performed for him as well. And also the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, it has been authentically reported from him in the Sahihain that he said, avoid the seven deadliest sins. The seven deadly sins. And they ask, what are the seven deadly sins, O Messenger of Allah? He mentioned shirk and sihr, magic. Until the rest of the hadith, as the Sheikh said. Then the Sheikh said, sihr goes into shirk from two points. يعني sihr, or the magic, goes into, or comes under shirk from two points. The first one is that the person, he claims to know the unseen. The person, the magician, he claims to know the unseen. This is the first one. The second one is that he seeks assistance and aid from the shayateen. So both of these things, they are acts of shirk. So the Sheikh said also the relationship between the magician and the shaitan is strongly linked. Yeah, they are both strongly linked. And the Sheikh said, and for every magician, he has a person who helps him from the shayateen. And this is something that is widely known, something that is accepted and is known. You cannot deny this. And the Sheikh said, because the person or the magician, he cannot perform all those actions, yani unusual actions, by himself. So he needs the help of the shayateen. So the Sheikh said, every type of magic, whether you use the, if you use the shaitan, then this is disbelief. This is kufr. If the person uses the shayateen to perform the sihr, then this is disbelief. And the punishment, the prescribed punishment for the magician is to cut off his neck, to kill him. Yes? And this is يعني, a hadith which was been narrated from يعني, Abu Dhar Jundub. Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him. This hadith, يعني, he mentioned it, موقوف, يعني, means it stopped at the sahabi. He did not ascribe it to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Sheikh said, Abu Dhar said in the hadith, he said, His punishment is to cut off his neck. And in another narration it says, his punishment is to be hit with the sword. يعني, this is the wording of the narration. And also Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, kill every magician, whether male or female. Kill every magician, whether male or female. And in his khilafah, in the time of his rulership, there were three magicians that were killed in his time. In the time of Umar ibn Khattab. And also Hafsa, the mother of the believers, she had a slave girl that practiced magic, so she was killed as well. She had a slave girl, like a servant, that practiced magic, so she was killed. So the Sheikh continues, the magician should be killed, whether man or woman. And the reason for this is because they spread corruption in the land, and they should be killed without يعني, asking him to repent. As some of the scholars mentioned, because the even if he repents, then the magic is still in his heart. The knowledge of the magic is still in his heart. And as the Sheikh said, as we have يعني, also covered, that it is not permissible to go to the magicians. It is not permissible for the person to go to the magicians. As narrated on authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whosoever comes to a magician or a soothsayer and he believed him in that which he says, then he has disbelieved in that which was revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So يعني, I'll finish inshallah in 2 minutes. So the Sheikh said, so the obligation upon the person or upon the slave is that he stays away and he avoids from going to the magicians. نعم. And also that the Muslim, he preserves the ruqya, يعني to preserve himself and to protect himself by reciting the supplications and by protecting himself with the ruqya from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Sheikh said also the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was inflicted with magic. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was inflicted with magic, and Jibreel عليه السلام, he performed ruqya on him, he recited on him. Yes? And he used to, in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, this magic caused him to think that he has done something which he did not do. So Jibreel عليه السلام, he performed ruqya on him. And the Sheikh said, يعني, as mentioned in the hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed this magic from him, it is as if he يعني, was tied with a rope and he was let go. يعني, this rope was taken out when it was removed from him. This is how he came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the harm from him and removed the magic from him. So upon the Muslim is to preserve the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning ones and the evening ones. Yes, أذكار الصباح والمساء. And the Sheikh said this is in a state of if you're healthy or if you're sick, you still say the supplications in the morning and in the evening. For example, Ayatul Kursi, you read Ayatul Kursi after every salah, after every prayer, and before you sleep, also, and the last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah before you sleep, and you read the Mu'awidat, قُلْ عُدْ رَبِّ فَلَقْ وَعُدْ رَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, you read them before you sleep, and after Salat Al-Fajr, three times each one, and after Salat Al-Maghrib, three times, and after each prayer once, and so on. Yes, and all the other narrations and supplications which are narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning and in the evening. So the Shaykh said, so we be aware, it's upon us to be aware of going to the magicians and even to watch the channels which show magic. Because you have nowadays, the Shaykh said, you have channels which show magic clearly on the TV and they teach it and they practice it and so on. So the Shaykh said, be aware of that, do not watch it. And this is very dangerous upon the aqidah of the Muslim. When you watch things like this, or when you go to the magician, or when you watch channels that show magic and teach it, it's very dangerous upon the belief and aqidah of the Muslim. Then he mentioned the hadith, whosoever, and the Messenger said, whosoever goes to a soothsayer or a magician and he believes him in that which he said, or that in that which he says, then he has disbelieved in that which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person should stay away from these channels and should also warn the people from watching them. And the person has to protect his aqidah and his religion. Yes? And he has to know that magic is disbelief. He has to know that magic is disbelief and that the magician cannot practice this magic and cannot inflict it upon others except after he disbelieves. The magician cannot have the ability to perform magic except after he has disbelieved. Yes? So the person has to know this. And aqidah and tawheed, the Shaykh said, and preserving those are from the most important of affairs. Yes? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our souls upon the correct aqidah and to protect us from these evil actions. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.